Right. Hey everybody, this is Captain Katz.
And we are Katz.
All right, we're here live here at DreamHack San Diego, and here with us are two beautiful ladies who are going to talk about a wonderful project that they're doing. And your names are?
Hi, I'm Beth Woodruff. I work at Ally.
I'm Katrina. I'm a content creator and streamer.
All right. Thank you guys so much. So can you guys tell us a little about your initiative and what you're trying to do here?
Yeah, so one of the things that we're doing at Ally is really trying to make a commitment to female equality, seeing sort of more equality amongst female athletes, and that includes esports. So what we were really wanting to do was to come to DreamHack and make a space where our female streamers and content creators could meet with their fans in a really safe place and have access to be able to really showcase their fandom, really meet and do those meet and greets. And I don't think they've really traditionally had that space. So we're so grateful that Katrina and several of our other streamers have come and really kind of taken over our booth and really sort of made it a space where their fans can kind of come and interact with them. But Katrina, like, what does this mean for you being able to meet with your fans here?
It has been super awesome to have a safe space where I can meet everybody. We have a super awesome backdrop here. Ally and Radiant are doing an awesome job. We're giving autographs, we're giving merch out. And it's nice because I think, like she touched on, in the past you were like meeting in a murky Starbucks corner, and now we're having this huge photographer lights, and just having the community come in a safe space is awesome. Bringing up the women in gaming. I'm happy to be here.
Yeah, and some of the things too, just to hit on that, some of our streamers are up and coming that we wanted to feature here. Katrina's she's a pretty big face. People know her. People are coming out to see her, which is great. But we also have female streamers coming in that maybe don't have that fandom, and they're looking for some access. Like, they want to get headshots. They want to get those shots that we can have our photographer take so they can use it for their fans to be able to sign. It's all about trying to get them started from the beginning and say, what are the access points that female esport streamers, players need to get the same access to their fans, access of, you know, financial capital, being able to get sponsors, being able to really promote themselves. If they don't have those tools, the same tools that men do, it's going to be infinitely harder to change the industry in that way.
I couldn't agree more.
I honestly agree with you as well with that, especially too how the way right now with the struggles with IT right now, with a lot of companies are letting people go, letting a lot of hardworking people go. And especially, too, there's not that much female representation in IT where there should be, you know. So you already said what your guys' main goal. What other events are you trying to do? Are you going to try to do a lot more online events or a lot of more meet and greets down the road for what your main objective is?
Yeah. So at Ally, what we have done is we have partnered with Rocket League to set up a female-only tournament called the Ally Women's Open. And what we're doing is we're making a space where women can really showcase their skills, compete, get that prize pool. And that's a really big piece of the pie. We've also set up some bubble tier league events as well, where we can kind of get some of those up-and-coming players access points to really showcase their skills. I mean, from our point, we know that a lot of these streamers are trying to monetize their skill, their creativity. It's really, really critical that we're giving those people access to sponsorship, to bigger platforms, to Twitch, to be able to showcase their streaming skills. So for us, it really is about how do we come alongside them as a partner. We're a financial institution. We're the nation's largest digital-only bank. And so for us, we're like, this makes a lot of sense to say this is a digitally native place. We want to partner with these people who are trying to make a living doing this, and we want to give them opportunities to keep getting bigger in their field because they're going to make more money. We want to be their partner as they kind of come along. And then just like at a real holistic level, we're just really committed to sort of seeing a more equitable playing field. We feel like that in women's sports. We feel like that for our esports streamers as well. There's no reason why they shouldn't have a seat at the table like everybody, every other gamer.
No, I totally agree. Now let's talk about you. You've been in esports, doing esports for a long time and everything. Have you not?
I actually have been here about a year and a half, so fairly new.
Okay then. So with partnering with Ally and everything, have you seen a lot of more women streamers, women esports players, coming out and showing, you know, hey, we're here, we want to be represented, we you know. It's not just an all-boys party, you know. Mm-hmm. We're here as well.
Yeah. Unfortunately, I was not able to compete in that tournament that y'all held the other day, but every single female friend that plays Rocket League that I know, they did. They were so excited about it. They're posting tweets about it. They're posting Instagram pictures about it. They're streaming about it. It's been a really awesome and wholesome experience to watch, even though I didn't get to participate.
Found any competition yet?
I'm sorry?
Found any competition? Like, someone's like, you know,
I want to challenge you right now.
In what regard?
Oh, the women that were playing, that, did you see it in competition, good competition, when you heard about it? Yeah.
I did. I didn't get to really watch it, but I got to see the aftermath and clips, and man, they did amazing. They're all so talented. I am not that good, but it's so awesome that Ally and Radiant were able to put a tournament on like that for women. I know they were really, really proud of that.
Yeah, no, that's really great to hear. So you guys are going to be doing any more tournaments like that or anything right here for DreamHack for the next 3 days?
So we're going to keep this booth up for the next 3 days, and this is going to be a space where we can have female streamers come the entire weekend and have meet and greets with their fans. We really are really pumped about this being the activation for DreamHack. What I can tell you is that Ally is committed to working with Radiant, which is a female-owned production company that produced the Ally Women's Open. And we're really trying to keep finding pathways for employment and monetization within this industry for women, because they should be earning the same as their male counterparts. We want to keep giving those opportunities to get them in the door and have the ability to be front and center where they deserve to be.
No, yes, I totally agree with that. Like most especially like outside of esports and stuff like that, March Madness. The ratings compared to the women's Final Four and then the men's Final Four, the women's Final Four drew a lot more than the men's.
Yeah.
So that's saying something.
Yeah.
You know? So do you think maybe sometime down the road, maybe in a couple years, women's esports tournament maybe can draw a lot more or will draw more?
100%. Like our commitment, we made a commitment at Ally to doing a 50-50 spend on men's sports and women's sports and media. We are also challenging all the other brands out there who are investing in men's sports to put money into women's sports, including esports. And it's going to take every brand doing that. But I think this year proved a great point, especially in March Madness, which is that this is like athleticism at its finest. It's not female versus male. It is like high peak athleticism. And I think the world is sort of seeing that. And I think it's brands' jobs, like Ally, to come alongside and say, we want to put money towards this sport because we want to see women succeed in this arena and get the money they deserve. So I think it's only going to get better from here. I'm just super optimistic coming out of March Madness that this is a turning point. Women's World Cup is coming up. Yeah. We have a ton of passion for supporting the Women's World Cup, seeing amazing things happen there, and really letting it be a turning point for brands to say, this is a great investment, because we're investing in these women's future.
Yes.
And we know that women athletes, collegiate athletes, always lead to C-suite positions for women. The majority of C-suite positions held right now by women, they were collegiate athletes. And that's just a huge proof point to say, like, this leads to big things for them. It gives them opportunities.
Yeah, no, that's fairly true.
Speaking of opportunities, are you in any tournaments this time around?
I will not be competing, but I will be definitely spectating.
Aw. Well, is there any upcoming tournaments or events that you're going to be competing this year?
Competing? Not really. You know, I'm kind of like a mediocre Rocket League player, but I really like to connect with my community through Rocket League, if that makes sense.
No, that's totally fine. It's totally understandable, you know. Yeah. But as long as you can connect with your audience and just show them, hey, you know, I may not be the best player, but hey, I want to experience it with all of you guys. I want to show my growth with you guys so you can see.
Yes. That's one thing about Rocket League that I like. The skill ceiling is so high. How well I've improved and adapted over the past year has been tremendous. So maybe next year you'll see me up there.
And the great thing, too, is even in non-competitive formats, having women like Katrina be able to be a streamer, be a content creator, and show other men and women that this is a sport for women, too, just that optics is massive. So even if she's not competing on the competitive scene like this or on a tournament like this, I think just having her and her being a face that's well-known in this industry is critical to seeing the gender parity happen for esports.
No, yes, I 100% agree on that. And, like, especially, too, with now more game, like, more, there's more women are getting into gaming. More women are getting into, like, IT. More women are getting into comics. More women are getting into a lot of stuff that it was like, oh, it's a male industry thing, or it's, oh, it's taboo. You know, girls shouldn't be into this. Now we're seeing a lot of women and a lot of young girls are getting into this. You know, I totally 100% believe that they should be on the same level, or if not higher, because they're putting in more of the work and showing, you know, bearing fruit of like, yes, this is this, we're here.
Yeah,
you know,
I think that's right, and I think it makes me excited. I think to see the world sort of change the way we want it to change, I think it takes people who are, pardon the pun, allies to say, we want to give you the platform, we want to give you the exposure, because until people see female streamers, they're not going to know they exist. And they need to be seen. They need to have a space here. They need to take up the space they deserve. So much of women in IT, women in tech, women in high-powered political positions, women in esports, women in regular sports, to me, it takes the level of visibility for people to understand. There has to be visible, and it has to be seen that it can be done, so that new generations of girls can say, oh, I can do that. That's absolutely something I can do. So these trailblazers coming along, getting the platform to be able to kind of make a name and make a space for new girls coming in, that's really, really critical. And that's what I think Katrina's doing. I think she's really sort of saying, this is a space that anybody can play in, and we have a right to be here as women.
No, yeah. And for you, Katrina, how does it feel to be like this trailblazer for generations of young girls and women to say, you know, hey, I saw Katrina doing this, and look where she is now in the future. She's going to inspire me. Like, how does that feel to you?
It actually is amazing. And I starting a year and a half ago, I would have never thought that I would have been in a position that would have ever been applicable. I remember the other day I was streaming on TikTok and a girl popped in. She was younger, maybe like a teenager girl. And she's like, you've inspired me to stream. Like, this is the first time I've seen her pop in. But she was there for like an hour saying, like, how do you stream? What do you use? What camera do you use? Like, I want to do this. I can do this. And I never thought in a million years that I would be somebody to say, hey, yeah, you can do it. You can do anything you put your mind to. Like, this is your world and we're just living in it. But there's been so many people that have approached me and said that I've inspired them. Like, they feel comfortable. And I felt really awesome about that. I'm super happy.
No, that's great. That's great to hear. You know, like I got a niece, you know, and she, like her mother thought I was crazy when I was trying to get her into IT, and she's like getting into it a little bit on her own. I'm not like pushing her into it, but like, you gotta do IT. But she's like here and there just tinkering, asking me questions and stuff like that, you know. Like, what would be the right way, you know, to tell like young girls or women to, like, you know, it's all right to be in, it's all right to get into this, it's all right. Like, how would you introduce that to them?
I mean, I think education is important. You know, from Allies lens, we're really big on financial education too. We want to be able to sort of say, this is the right way to think about financial education. But I think it's really critical that we're encouraging young girls to get into the STEM field early. They need to be learning math. We want to encourage those programs in school to really see them have access to understand those things. Katrina and I were talking about programs to get girls coding, getting younger people coding more, understanding the mechanics of gameplay, and that they could be part of it. You don't always have to be in front of the camera. We need people building games too. So, like, I think there's something about inspiring and sort of showing young girls that there are so many facets that STEM leads to.
Yes.
Like, understanding the sciences and maths really help provide outlets to things like game building, to streaming, to whatever they really want to do in science and math. And I think we need to start at the elementary school age and sort of say, this is a place that if we educate earlier on finances, on science, on math, all those things, these women are going to be set up way more for success in the future, and they're going to see the path a little bit better. I think they have to know those opportunities exist for them, that we're not expecting them to, you know, just stay at home and you know,
right,
have traditional gender roles. They can do whatever they want to do.
Oh, yeah, totally, of course. You care to second on that?
Yes. So I wanted to ask you, because I don't want to misspeak. Charlotte Phoenix and Carolina Esports Hub work with a female empowered charity in North Carolina. It's called the Dottie something. I forget the name. I have it written down. But basically, every week, they bring in all these women from this charity, and it's like a free service that women can join. And they're teaching them how to broadcast, how to code, just like you said, how to do Python scripts. And they have this huge Carolina Esports Hub of computers and cameras teaching women how to do these things. And I met with one of my bosses last week, Rick Suarez, and I asked him, what is like the best thing that they do? Like, give me a rundown of like, what's their favorite thing? And a lot of them, he said, surprisingly, they all want to go into broadcast talent. So it's more than just like, oh, I'm a streamer, content creator. You can broadcast, you can edit, you can code. Any single job that you could ever imagine, a woman can do. And it's just really getting that visibility mark in there for, you know, inspiration. I think
that's
doing
right.
Job.
Like, I mean, We work with Heather Garazzo, who leads up Radiant here. She's a former esports Hall of Famer.
Yeah.
I mean, but she's translated her success as a gamer into a company owner. Like, she owns Radiant. She is running this business, and she's employing other women as part of it too. Like, I think there's something to be said for, like, you got to pay it forward too. Like, you got to have that idea. Like, you get to be able to educate your viewers. Heather is going to take her expertise, pass it on to new generations, and translate her expertise in gaming into a new sector where women are producers of these shows. And she's one of the most renowned producers of the shows. She actually produced our Ally Women's Open event that we just had our tournament. And I don't know if you guys got a chance to see, if you don't, go back and watch, but it was beautifully done. I mean, Heather's a pro at this, and I keep getting excited because I think there are so many aspects that women can get involved in gaming apart from just gameplay. This industry is ripe for different skill sets, different passion points. We just got to give women a textbook that says, these are the areas that are open for you. Here's some examples of women who've done amazing things here. If they see those examples represented, then all of a sudden, anything becomes available to them.
Oh, no, yeah, of course, definitely. It reminds me of another organization for women, but it's in wrestling, and it's called AEW Heels. So basically what that is just the it's an organization that's run by women in AEW, and it's catered to women, female fans of wrestling, and it's open to everybody. And they make it into a safe haven where they actually share ideas, share their love for wrestling, but they also help each other out, you know, either mentally, physically, financially. It's just like one big happy family. And how the way you guys are talking about what you guys want to do with Ally, how you want to do to help out with other women and girls and stuff like that want to get into this, it reminds me of that.
Yeah.
That you guys are just like this one big happy family. You guys have each other's backs, and you guys want to see each other succeed.
Yeah. I think it takes a community, always takes a community to help build people up and give the platform. Ally's really passionate about that, but Ally's also really passionate about seeing men and women play on the same field too. So I think that's really important. I think it's so important that women have each other's backs, but what we want to do is I want to see Katrina playing with the guys. I want to see other streamers playing with the guys too. I don't want to be so siloed from the main stage that we don't get that representation there. So I think it starts with women supporting each other and saying, you can do this, there's a place for you, and feeling empowered. And then I think it takes the step for women to say, I deserve a seat at the table with men too.
Yes, I totally agree. Care to add anything to that as well? Or?
I think she spoke perfectly.
So if an event like this were to show up again in San Diego, would you guys actually be coming back?
Oh, absolutely. 100%. Like, this has been so exciting for me. Like, I've gotten to sort of sit on the sidelines and watch Katrina's fans come up and, like, get really excited to see her. And for me, that's, like, that's it. That's why we did it. We wanted to be able to have this space where the fans could come, meet the people they're seeing, they get that exposure, and then we're right here by the stage, guys. Like, we're in a perfect position where our booth is positioned to have traffic for people to also come by and spectate that female streamers are getting this kind of attention. And that's critical too. So for me, I think this has been so valuable for what Ally stands for, but also giving the streamers the attention they deserve.
Yeah. Okay. So what's going to be up next for you guys? What's you guys are going to have a calendar event, yearly events of doing us in different other places, or?
Yeah, so for Ally, we are sponsoring Rocket League Championships. Then we obviously have our Ally Women's Open, and then our entitlements with the Bubble League tier. But we also just launched our own island in Fortnite, Ally Arena. And the goal is to make sure that we're really having a lot of diverse streamers come in and review that space. I think that's really critical to have if we really want to do what I just said with this work with we're doing here with women. And we want to have diverse creators, including women, come in and get paid to really promote that space and get to talk about it. We had Somerset do the first stream recently of our Fortnite experience, and that's the trajectory of what Ally sees, is it should be in every facet of what we do that you should see that women are represented equally.
Yeah. And then what about you, Katrina? What do you got planned for the rest of this year so far?
I'm visualizing my calendar in my head. I think I would love to get more involved with Ally and Radiant. I'm trying to think, what do I have planned personally?
Travel.
Travel. I got a little vacation coming up. I'm trying to think of like Rocket League things. I know that this July, I think we're having the next Rocket League split in Boston, and then Worlds would be in August. But on the top of my head, I can't think of something that's sooner than that. Just playing it by ear and getting super excited to attend anything the community has to offer.
Yeah. So basically, you guys are going to be busy for the rest of the year. All right. So if anybody wants to get any information about this, of Ally and everything, like where they can look up for you on social media and whatnot.
Yeah, so if you want to check out our new island in Fortnite called Ally Arena, you can go to ally.com/Ally Arena. And then always keep an eye out for us on Twitch for our streams with Radiant, the women, Ally Women's Open, and then our bubble tier. Obviously, you're going to see us in the Fortnite Championships as well. Mm-hmm. The Rocket League Championships as well, since we are a sponsor of those. So keep an eye peeled. We've got some really cool stuff coming with our island. I think you're going to be really excited. I can't say too much, but I think there's going to be some really amazing stuff happening this summer.
Oh, well, I can't wait. And what about you? So where would they find you? So where would they? So if anybody was like, hey, you know, I like this Katrina, where can I find her?
You can find me on Twitch, Katrina Leanne. Or Twitter, I think it's TTV_Katrina. Just search Katrina Lee and you'll find me.
Okay. And then what about Ally? Do they have any social media plugs as well? Like Facebook, Twitter?
Oh yeah, you can find us on TikTok, on Facebook, and Instagram at Ally or Ally Do It Right.
All right then. Yeah. Anything else you want to say to the girls and women that are listening to this?
Yeah. If I could say anything, I would say look at people like Katrina and know that you have a seat at the table and that you have people like Ally who are really in your corner rooting for you.
Yeah. Anything from you, Katrina?
You can do anything you put your mind to. The world is your oyster and we're living in it. And we all support you. We believe in you and we're here for you.
All right. Thank you guys so much for this wonderful interview. I hope you guys have a wonderful time here at DreamHack 2023 here in San Diego. And, you know, this is Captain Katz.
And we are Katz.
All right, we'll be back with more interviews with other people right here and DreamHack 2023. So stay tuned.
Yoo-hoo.